Many of us think we're doing a good thing when we put on our old clothes in charity bins. But how much thought do you give to the quality of what you donate and where it ends up? Much of what we give ends up in rotting textile mountains in West Africa. ABC's European correspondent Linton Besser travelled to Ghana for tonight's Foreign Correspondent. Welcome back to Breakfast, Linton.
Yeah, good morning, Norman.
So, Linton, we think we're doing a good thing. We declutter our wardrobe and we put it in the bin and we think we're doing good, but you're questioning that.
Well, I think we are doing good, but what I learned in travelling to Ghana is that so many of us, and I'm probably guilty of this myself, is, you know, the piece of clothing that's missing a couple of buttons or has a tear in the shoulder, it goes in with all the other pieces of clothing that are pretty good. And you know, when I went over to Ghana, which really is the end of the line for so much of the world's fashion, it is the big hub in Africa for European and American and Australian clothing. When it arrives there, the Ghanaians are very discerning about what they want to wear, and it has no market, and it simply gets dumped. And of course, you know, when we're talking about Ghana, a developing economy, its infrastructure to process waste, particularly the tricky waste of textiles, is so much less than in more developed economies. And Accra, the capital of Ghana, is simply being overwhelmed.
Why Ghana? I mean, is Ghana the only country that does this? So they're importing these cast-off textiles to clothe their population. Is it only Ghana, or is Ghana just a case study for other countries?
It's not only Ghana, but Ghana is, as I understand it, the big hub in Africa for secondhand clothing, certainly for West Africa.
So they're distributed across West Africa from there.
Exactly. And by the way, it's not so much that they're importing the clothing to clothe their population. It is a thriving international trade, and there are plenty of profiteers along the way, and I don't mean in Ghana. The clothes, for instance, which leave Australia, which are exported by charities and some commercial operators, are sent to Malaysia and Pakistan and the UAE, where they're resorted and then onsold to Africa, in some cases to Eastern Europe, at a profit. And so when they land in Ghana, you know, there is a huge marketplace of local customers who want to buy secondhand clothing. They call it Obroni Wawu, which translates as the clothes of dead white men. So there is a marketplace for this, but it's not that they're, you know, without clothing. I mean, the amount of clothing that arrives is staggering. The population, Norman, of Ghana is 30 million people. Well, there are 30 million garments that arrive a fortnight.
God. What's it done to their local industry, the local clothing industry?
Well, you know, that's one of the things that Ghana was known for, the bright, colourful, handmade local textiles, those colourful wraps that women wear, the bright shirts that men wear. That industry has fallen by 75% over the past two decades because it is so much cheaper to buy Western cast-offs. And you know, locals there like it. It's a perfectly accepted practice. Everybody, right to the top of the tree, is wearing secondhand clothing. But Ghanaians are very discerning. As I said earlier, they want to look good. Everybody I saw in Accra, even the poorest people, were looking very, very sharp. And they have got this great selection of clothes. But the problem is that 40% of the clothing that arrives, 40% is unwearable when it arrives and simply gets thrown away. Well, there's nowhere really to throw it in Accra.
So where does it go?
Well, a lot of it gets washed into the sewerage systems, into the waterways. It's promoting flooding and, of course, disease. A lot of it gets washed out to the beach, and there's a huge problem of textile waste in the waterways offshore, kind of choking aquatic life. And then, you know, huge amounts get dumped as landfill and gets burned. So the skies over Accra will blacken for days with this acrid smoke, and the landfills are completely overwhelmed. They're full, and so what has happened is there is this network of unregulated illegal dumps across the city.
So what's the solution?
Well, I think, you know, it's complicated, like all of these waste problems, these global waste problems. You know, the local industry there don't want the industry to stop, but they want donors to be more careful about what they're putting in the charity bins. There is no point putting a shirt into the bin if it's missing buttons or it has a tear or a tomato sauce stain on the belly of it. There is absolutely no point. It should be dealt with at what the Ghanaian said to me is, deal with it in your own country. And I think more broadly, you know, campaigners have long been talking about this. We need to buy, you know, fewer items of clothing. You know, the volume of clothing being bought worldwide has absolutely skyrocketed. And so, you know, I think what they're urging people to do is simply have a look at what they've got. And try and mend it and make sure that you're not buying more clothing than you need.
Yep. Don't be beguiled by cheap fast fashion. Luke, thanks very much, Linton.
My pleasure, Norman.
It's ABC's Europe correspondent, Linton Besser, and you can see his report for Foreign Correspondent tonight at Dead White Men's Clothes, quite a colourful title, on ABC One at 8 p.m.